All right. Good evening, everyone. We are here. It is Monday night, and we are on Monday Night Live, where we're getting ready when Mr. Carr joins us on the line to get onto Facebook so that we can truly just enjoy our larger community, those on the phone as well as those online, to just share in what God has for us on this amazing topic of don't let hurt, your hurt, hinder what God is trying to heal. We've had fabulous calls all week, so if you missed those, it's never too late to go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org and get a copy of any of the previous calls. It's just a great opportunity to continue in that healing, to find ways through God's word to definitely do so. The choice is always ours, so we're here, we're excited, we're ready to get started, and to do so, we're going to go ahead and kick things off with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Deanna.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you.
Yeah, good deal. So I do welcome everyone to the call this evening. Yeah, I know we're getting ready to go on live in a few, but before we do so, let's go ahead and open up with prayer, please, Ms. Deanna.
Sure. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this just awesome opportunity to fellowship with one another and to serve you, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, may we do so open hearts, open minds, as well as just with just joy, Heavenly Father, because your word, Heavenly Father, should lift us up, Heavenly Father, and provides all that we need. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader, and we thank you for this platform which you've provided to us to share your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All righty, y'all. So y'all know we've been talking about this whole week, and we're about to get it on this evening. So make sure y'all have some questions. If you want to, press *5 on the line. We're about to get ready to go on Facebook Live in a few. And y'all know the topic already. If you don't, the topic is don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. God wants to heal something, but you do know how we perceive hurt can push us right on out the way.
Mm-hmm.
We can push that healing right on out the way. In other words, we'll abort mission and say mission impossible. God, I ain't in a forgiving mood right now. Typically, we don't forgive because we hurt. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Somebody asked me about the tree you was talking about. I said you was talking about the car tree in the car. Smell good. Oh. I didn't know anything else to tell him. But nevertheless, go ahead and go ahead and give us a little summary of what you got this week.
This week, I wanted to kind of co-synopsize the title and say, don't let your private personal battle interfere or cost you with the Christian war. I mean, we take our small idiosyncrasies and we get like a temper tantrum when God doesn't do things how we want and where we want. And a lot of us will say, no, we don't order God, but yes, you do. We all do. We all get impatient. And, you know, just because something that's not going your way or blessing is not coming quick enough for you, or you seeing someone else getting blessed, you know, you feel like that's not my job, that I need to be interfering with that. And that is very well where God wants you to be and wants you to do. So again, don't let your personal stuff cause you to take your eyes or your hands off our Father and be about our Father's business.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The healing process, that's important. Ms. Tiana, give me a quick summary of yours right quick, please.
Yeah, this week has just truly been about not allowing the things that come up in our lives. We all hurt some way, somehow, something we've done ourselves, something others may have done. We may be just mad at how our life just turned out. But we can't stop that from doing what God has called us to do. In everything, God provides a way. And he heals us, has provided that healing. He's already done so. It's just our willingness to choose whether or not we're going to accept what he calls us to do. And it starts with our love. We talked about patience. We talked about forgiveness. We talked about humbling ourselves and so many other ways in which those are ways in which we can heal ourselves from the hurts that do come about. So the choice is ours. So are we willing to make it? That's where the week ended for me.
All right, now. So don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. And I say this before we even get on Facebook Live. Do y'all understand that we heard about some things that we don't know that we're hurt about?
Yes.
You know that, Mr. DJ? We can actually be money chasers because we hurt that my mama, your mama, my daddy, your daddy, my great-grandparents had to go through what they... So in other words, my focus is on getting that moolah so my kids never have to work again as opposed to the purposes of God. In other words, we'll redirect our attention on my hurt was that they didn't have, I'm going to make sure mine has. But don't you understand in making sure that yours have, you're neglecting something? Because, see, you chasing the money. You can't serve both, the Bible says. You can't serve God and money. You're going to serve one and hate the other.
Right.
Y'all see where I'm going with this? In other words, we be so hurt, and we say, I'm going to provide for mine what wasn't provided for me, to where we miss our healing. Because now you're offering them the natural, but the spiritual, they're deficient in. Let me say that again. See how the hurt hindered your healing? Because you're hurt. Now you said, I don't want to hurt again, and I don't want my kids to hurt. So because we misinterpreted that, we say, I'm going to do for them, right, what my parents didn't do for me, correct?
Right. That's right.
Even if that means missing church on Sundays. Well, Mr. Cole, who said church got to be on Sunday? Some people say it's Saturday. Even if it means missing church altogether, who said that you had to go to the building? You are the building. You say it all the time. See, what happens is we don't have fellowship. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Because we're hurt. And our hurt redirects us. Remember I said it last night? Life, the attack of the enemy, circumstance, will have us speaking ill-advised of God. In other words, who said that you had to read your Bible to be a Christian? Who said that you didn't, is my question. Because if you don't read the love letter, how would you know how the love exists?
Amen.
Lord, Mr. DJ, I'm talking over there.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't read the love letter, how would you know about the love that exists?
All right.
Huh? I do believe if somebody wrote you a love letter from Afghanistan because they're over there fighting for you, I think you want to read that letter, right?
Everywhere.
Right.
Well, if they wrote you a love letter from heaven because they're fighting for you, I think you want to read it, don't you?
That's
right.
Oh, man. Lord have mercy. The love letter. Perfect title, too, huh?
Yes, sir.
It is.
Huh? Come on, write that down. Y'all write that down. Send that to me, Miss Tiana. Mm-hmm. Afghanistan and heaven. And, yeah, the love letter. All right, with that being said, y'all, I'm about to get ready to go on Facebook Live. Give me a second. Give me a quick second right quick while I log on.
Uh-huh.
Mr. DJ, I want you to go ahead and entertain them for a second while I log on right quick.
Well, I just wanted to say, back to the example of the flower and what we were talking about, how you have to be broken down to come up. Nothing is born already whole. Even when you grow, in order to grow, you got to be broke down. You got to start from your roots. Even if you break a branch off of something, it's not going to grow until you cut it properly. And so that it could be planted correctly and absorb water and other nutrients to make it grow. So that's kind of how we are. We are planted. We are planted in this garden of life. And you're not going to just sprout up. You're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to go through a cycle of process. You're not going to be up all the time, but you're not going to be down all the time. But you know who's the master gardener. that's why we should stay, I don't want to use the word motivated, but we should stay prayed up and trust in the name. We should stay, you know, about our Father's business.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I got that?
Yep. Yes, indeed.
So here I go. I'm on live, y'all. Let me know when y'all see me on there. Okay. Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Can y'all see me out there?
Just came up.
We good? How you doing, Ms. Jocelyn, Ms. Tiana? I see y'all now. Okay. Who is this? Who else is this on here? All right. So, y'all, before we get started, okay, again, I encourage y'all to go ahead and share this on Facebook. Okay, even text someone and let them know that we're on live now. How you doing, Ms. Stephanie and Ms. Swan, Ms. Krista? How y'all doing? Okay. You there, Mr. DJ?
I am here.
All right. So, y'all, we're about to rock and roll. Okay? We're about to rock and roll. All right. Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. How you doing, Miss Jennifer? Who's that, Miss Brenda and Miss Kay? Okay? We're about to rock and roll. Miss Tiana, we got some questions out there?
Let's do it. Yes, sir. First question of the evening was, I wasn't there for my father in the last years of his life. He called, but I could not bring myself to go see him. Now I feel awful and cannot forgive myself. Is it even possible to move on?
DJ, that's be some long question, but I'm going to let you start with that one. How you doing, Ms. Ms. John, Ms. Chanel? All right, here we go. The question is, I wasn't there for my father in the last years of his life. He called, but I could not bring myself to going to see him. Now I feel awful and cannot forgive myself. Is it even possible to move on?
Well, it's possible to move on. So to answer that part of the question, yes, you can do all things through Christ. It strengthens you. Why do you have a guilty conscience? What did your father do to separate you all? Or was it meant to be for you guys to be separated? Was it something so heinous that you couldn't, you had to love him from afar? I mean, so it's a little more to it than what I'm hearing. There's some things that I'm missing. So I'm going to say yes, though, to answer the other part of the question. Is it possible to move on? Yes, it's definitely possible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me look at this question again, y'all. How you doing, Ms. Tracy, Ms. LaTanya? Greg, what's going on, man? What's going on? Ms. Brown, how are you? All right, the question, y'all, again, okay? I wasn't there for my father in the last years of his life. He called, but I could not bring myself to going to see him. Now I feel awful and cannot forgive myself. Is it even possible to move on? Okay. Ms. Tiana, phrase that question for me. When you say to move on, when they say to move on, what are they exactly speaking on? Moving on from what?
From the pain, like the fact that she's been just sitting with the disbelief that she never went. And now that he's gone, she's like, I can't believe that I allowed this to happen.
So it's more
yeah.
So guilt. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So how can you get beyond guilt or shame?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Jackie? And the question was, how can I move on, correct?
More or less, yes.
Or is it even
she
possible?
Doesn't believe it's possible. Yeah.
I agree with, how you doing, Ms. Reva and, who's that, Chris, how are you? Okay. Of course it's possible to move on beyond the guilt. The thing is, and I need y'all to hear me, okay, when you allow God to do a work in you, okay, your hurt becomes minimal. You know how many people are hurt, you know, because people do this all the time. I'm understanding that situation, but women, you can attest, right? You know how many people are hurt that they'll be like, man, I had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And they hurt. And some of them can't get beyond that. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
At what point do you say you have to forgive yourself? Now, you do know that God had already forgiven you. You know that?
Yes.
And the Bible says it this way. You know, who God has set free is free indeed. In other words, why are you holding yourself captive?
Mm.
Y'all follow me? A lot of times, our hurt lies so deep. It's not that others have hurt us. Our circumstance has hurt us. A lot of times, we self-inflict. Y'all ever seen somebody who have a self-inflicted wound?
Oh, you know?
They talking about they knew how to use a gun and power. They shot their own kneecap.
Yep.
Sometimes we hurt ourselves. And when we hurt ourselves, we think that it's just hell and high water. We can't get beyond it, and God would never forgive us. And that's not true. We get beyond it because we see it the way that God sees it and not the way that we feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When we start to look at things God's way, y'all, we can get beyond all types of shame, all types of hurt, all types of embarrassment, all types of bad moments. We can get beyond it. Y'all know that. It's not hard. You don't have to be holier than thou to understand this. The thing is, we have to see it God's way, and that's the only way that we can get beyond hurt. You know, right now they have so many married couples that are going through strife, divorces, separations, and they try to split everything in the world, and a lot of it is because of bitterness and hurt. Right? We want the kids up in the bundle, and that's not God, now. We can do this thing simply. It took two to make the child. It takes two to raise it. Come on, y'all. I'm about to speak on it. Y'all know when y'all get on this, I speak the truth.
Yep.
It's from God. So what happens is we get so enthralled in the fact that I want to play get back. Right, Mr. DJ? And the get back game is that I'm hurt. And because you hurt me, what people say all the time, boy, it ain't nothing like a female that's scorned, a hurt female. Because if she hurt, boy, she about to be, very vindictive.
That's right.
Right? Well, I don't think it's just on females. I think that if you hurt the flesh in general, the flesh wants to retaliate. What y'all think?
That's true.
What y'all think? Right? And so what happens is hurt people hurt other people. And hurt people have up their guard. Right? They don't hear any reason nor rationale behind it. You follow me? Anything that you can say, even if God tells them something, Mr. DJ, is wrong. Because, see, hurt people, they want to see something else hurt. Because you hurt me, I want you to hurt. Okay. Come on, y'all stop me when I'm not telling the truth now. Right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know this?
It's the truth. Yes.
Right? And so what happens is that's not how it goes. Okay, when we want to get beyond and past all this stuff, we have to view things the way that God views it. How you doing, Miss April, Miss Markeisha, Miss Nipa? How are you, Miss Vicky? How are you, Miss Vicky? Now, y'all, Miss Vicky been working out. Miss Vicky been eating right, Miss Vicky? You know I'm going to put you on blast on this. She doing good, though. How you doing, Miss Katina and everybody else? Are we good? All right. Y'all, here's a question that I have for you, Mr. DJ, specifically. They wanted Mr. DJ to answer this. Okay? DJ, the question says, how can you forgive someone who never asked for forgiveness in the first place?
That's easy. You have to do that according to your duty and obligation to God. I mean, the forgiveness is not just for them. It's for you, too. You have to free yourself. Otherwise, you're forever be in debt and bondage to a person, and the Bible says not to do that.
Ooh. Mr. DJ, how you doing, Miss Sharon? How are you? Hey, Charles, how you doing, Miss Wendy? Mr. DJ, can you tell them that again? Let me repeat the question because you hit something on the head right there. The question, y'all, is how can you forgive someone who never asked you for forgiveness in the first place? What you said, Mr. DJ?
I said you have to because of your oath and obligation as a Christian and indebted to God and being a Christian. If you don't forgive them, forgiveness is not just for them. It's for you and them as well. I said you don't. The Bible tells you not to owe any man. You'll forever be in bondage or in debt to that person. you know, if you don't forgive them. Or and the Bible says not to owe no man for nothing. So, I mean, you owe it to God to forgive that person, because one day you're going to want to be forgiven.
Okay. Y'all see it? How can you forgive someone who never asked for forgiveness in the first place? Y'all, remember, we say, Father, forgive me of the sins I know of and the ones I don't. That means we right. be sinning, and we don't ask God immediately to forgive us something that we don't. Oh, y'all know that?
That's right.
y'all know that? Now, why
is it?
The topic says, don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal, right? What if God was so hurt about what we did last week, last year? What about if God was so hurt with your great-great-great-grandparents? Would you be here?
Come on.
What if God was so hurt with Adam and Eve, which he created this whole thing to be perfect? Hmm? And they messed up.
Right?
Y'all follow me?
Yes,
we can't let our... You know what happens, Mr. DJ? Mr. DJ, what happens is, you know, you can tell how someone has been hurt. Let me show y'all some signs of hurt. Y'all want to hear this? Look at some signs of hurt. Bitterness. Anybody know of anyone who doesn't like the opposite sex? You know, like women who might not like men or men who don't like women? Who hurt them?
Exactly.
Who hurt them? Mm. Boy, y'all don't want to hear this tonight?
Yep.
Do I need to do some jumping jacks so everybody can get up?
Yes, sir.
It's the truth.
Who hurt them that they don't like the opposite sex?
Someone of the opposite sex.
See,
I'm trying to show us some signs of hurt, how you know people are hurt and they're not using it towards God's purpose. So wouldn't bitterness be one? Huh? What about rebellion?
Yep.
Okay, that would be one, right? What about being resentful? I resent you. I can't stand it. Right? What about this? This is a big one, y'all. This is a big one. What about this thing called unforgiveness? See, when you don't forgive somebody, that means whatever they did, it hurt me so bad to what I ain't at that place right now, Mr. Carr. I'm not there. And we'll tell God. We'll say, God, look at what we tell God. You're going to have to forgive them because I'm not. In other words, we're saying, God, I'm so hurt by what they did me. I'm not in a place to where I can just let that go. Now, watch what you just did. Because you was hurt. Watch this now. Remember the Bible said if you judge, he will judge. Right?
Right.
If you, the same way you judge them, that's the way that God is going to judge you, right? So
right.
You think that you're the only one that's hurt. What about the hurt that you've caused God? But did God ever say, I can't forgive you?
Nope.
Now, God being God, he loves us so much he gives us free will. You don't think that God saw your hurt coming? Remember, he knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb.
That's
you don't
right.
think he saw this coming?
Come on.
Watch this, y'all. Because when people hurt us, come on now, we change our course of action. In other words, I was about to give you this, but oh no, not today.
That's
but
right.
watch this. I'm so glad that God is not an Indian, and I'm glad that he's not an Indian giver. See, he's more than Indian and Indian giver. God is righteous. So watch where I'm about to go with this. What if God knew, since he does, he knew the ending from the very beginning, what if God said, I'm not getting on this cross for y'all because I know how y'all are going to treat me when y'all are living?
Exactly.
Oh, man, this is good. I love it. I love it, y'all. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. How you doing, Miss Tamika? I think we may be related. It's not too many cars out there. How you, Miss Ivy? How are you, Paul? What's going on, man? Miss Sherelle and Miss Yolanda, how you doing out there? All right. But y'all see, so these are the things that show how hurt we are: bitterness, rebellion, being resentful, unforgiveness. Oh, there's a big one right here. Doubt. Man. Woo. Doubt is a big one, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, man, Mr. DJ, can I tell you? I'm going to tell you why doubt is so big. You know the reason why I doubt that he's a good man and he's talking? You know the reason I doubt that she's a good woman and they're just doing that talking? And what we say, what we follow doubt up with, Mr. DJ, we'll say, well, time will tell. In other words, I doubt that you are who you say you are. Your actions
right.
don't speak louder than your words. And if you live by that creed, cool. But make sure that you practice what you preach. If you say actions speak louder than words, make sure your actions speak louder than your words
when it comes to being Christian. I'm talking about unto God.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, don't be a hypocrite now. Huh? Don't be a hypocrite. Because we say actions speak louder than words, but then when we mess up before God, we'll say, but God know my heart. Look at what we just did. Huh? But see,
right.
Hurt people tend to, they tend to doubt things. I don't trust nothing. You know why? Because we ain't healed from the last person that lied to us.
Come on.
Oh, Mr. DJ. Huh? Can we play that song, Mr. DJ? Huh?
Hey.
Men lie, women lie. Lil Wayne said it, huh?
Yes, sir.
So hurt people doubt everything. Sound a little something like Satan, huh? So, Mr. Carr, you tell me that I'm supposed to believe everybody? Watch this. Should God believe you?
All right.
Let's do this one person at a time. Let's not make it inclusive. Should God believe you?
Come on.
Huh? How many times have we lied to God? But even in our lives, it didn't hurt him enough to where he don't believe your next statement.
Mr.
You know
Carr,
why?
How many times have we told the same lie to God?
The same lie.
The
repetitive
same
lie. And then, hold on, Mr. DJ, we don't even tell the lie no more. We just live it.
Come on.
Huh? Y'all know what's worse than telling a lie? Is when you live one. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Mr. Londo? What's going on, Yando? Miss Clint, who is that? Miss LaKenya, how are you? You see, what's worse than telling a lie is when we live one, right? So you don't think that we done hurt God more than people done hurt us?
Yes, indeed.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what hurt people do, so they doubt everything. Hurt people blame everything. You know hurt people don't want to take responsibility for nothing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's everybody else's fault.
Part in the relationship, she did me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now everybody in America everybody who has an ex, it's very few people that either separated, divorced, have an ex that they was a problem. Boy, everybody in America is guilty. I mean, innocent. They was the other person. I'm missing you. Everybody in the world. How many exes you have, and each of them, they was wrong, right?
That's right.
But the whole purpose is we can't let our hurt hinder what God wants to heal. And this is about to get deep, y'all. I hope y'all ready for this now. But we got a couple more questions. We got a couple more questions. Hold on. Miss Latanya's question, Miss Tiana.
Her question said, it's been 15 years, and I'm still grieving the loss of my son. As a mother, is that considered as holding on to my past? And so how is it possible to get beyond the hurt?
Mr. DJ, it's been 15 years and I'm still grieving the loss of my son. As a mother, is that considered as holding on to my past? And if so, how is it possible to get beyond the hurt?
One thing that you can do, I won't say grieving, is holding on to your past. Even in Ecclesiastes, it tells you there's a time for everything. As a mother, that's your child. Just like we're God's children. So imagine how he feels and ask where he was when his son was crucified. He was right there.
Right.
So I'm not saying just get over it or you're not going to just, you know, forget it. But what you need to do is honor your son and you know that God does not make any mistakes. So what you need to do is hold on to his unchanging hand and move forward for your son, for the commitment and the life that you created. And what you need to do is honor God. In everything, you must honor God. And that's what will help you get through that. I'm not telling you you're going to forget it. You have every right to grieve. That's your child, just like he grieves for us. When we're lost, and then sometimes we are lost not physically, but we're spiritually lost. He grieves the same way.
That's correct. What's going on? That's correct. Okay. And that's how it goes. Mr. DJ just said it best. The question, y'all, let me repeat the question. It's been 15 years, and I am still grieving the loss of my son. As a mother, is that considered as holding on to my past? And if so, how is it possible to get beyond the hurt? Of course it's not considered holding on to your past. just because you remember things that you value, that's not holding on to your past. It's okay to grieve, but look at what the Bible says. Be angry, but sin not. Grieving is not necessarily angry. Some people grieve and become angry with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hurt, they become angry with God and say, God, why did you take such and such away from me? But here's the thing. He's the master with the plan. Just like our kids don't understand, sometimes, see, our kids don't understand when we take away things from them, it's for their good. We don't understand.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Because, you know, when you chastise your child, and the Bible says he chastises those who he loves. When you chastise your child, what they say? You're not my friend no more.
That's right.
I'm glad we got that understanding because I was never meant to be your friend in the first place. Now that you know better, cool.
Right.
Not so, so friend.
Right, right. We got to get beyond that hurt. And look, when we start to mature, we understand it was for the best purpose of heaven that we could ever even, we couldn't even comprehend. You understand?
Yep.
Mary, Jesus' mother, she was at the foot of the cross grieving and crying.
Right.
Right? But God giveth and God taketh away. So although she was hurt, Lord, y'all got to hear it. Didn't some healing happen?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, look at Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
Hey, yes, sir.
Huh? Was not Mary and Martha hurt? But look at how
he
had to use Lazarus to heal them. Through their hurt, they was healed. A lot of times, y'all, we can be honest for tonight. A lot of times, if we was never hurt, we would never be healed from situations. As a matter of fact, let me say this, and let me say this very clear. See, if God didn't allow your relationship that you was in puppy love with, you know, the relationship that you had that you was head over heels, if God didn't allow that to hurt you, you wouldn't be the woman you are today. You wouldn't be the man you are today. As a matter of fact, a lot of us are in God right now because of hurt.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that not true?
Yes.
You see?
And Mr. Carr, those examples you just said, they didn't sin. They were very hurt. They didn't curse God and say, hey, you know, they didn't go out and commit sin over that. But yes,
that's
they
right.
were grieving and hurt.
That's right.
Even Martha, even the ones that had the attitude, humbled themselves the time they saw him. They sucked all that up and got right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, Ms. Jennifer, what you said, Ms. Jennifer said, no, I would say a mother has an attachment to her child. It doesn't matter if it has been 30 years. I can relate to you. I lost my sister. Hold on, let me. I lost my sister, my friend, and I hurt. But God wouldn't allow me to hurt others because I was hurt. That's absolutely right, Ms. Jennifer. That's a testimony behind that. Y'all follow that?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And see, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. A lot of people don't like the topic of hurt because it's not one that produces anything that they can see as good. People avoid hurt at all costs. Can I be real with you?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
People avoid hurt. Paul, I ran track with Paul. Paul Dunbar. Paul was a great 400-meter runner. Grateful. But I ran Paul, yeah. So we ran track together. And Paul will tell you, Mr. DJ, just like you did band, Miss Tiana, just like you did what you did. Listen, anything that's worthwhile, you're going to have to go through a little long suffering for. In other words, it's going to hurt a little bit. If you want to be the greatest track athlete in the world, you're going to hurt to get there. If you want to be the best in the world at what you do, it's going to hurt. Watch this. So, therefore, if you want to be more like Christ, it's going to hurt you a little bit.
Amen.
Can I tell y'all this again? Huh? If you want to be more like Christ, it's going to hurt you. I don't know what story you heard that when you get saved that it's all peaches and it's daisies and, you know, a lilies over there. It smells like roses. That was a lie. The Son of God was born in a manger. See, what more hurt do you want?
Right.
He had his life marked before he even set foot on the face of this earth. Did y'all know that?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
This was the people that he created. The people that God created put him on a cross.
Hmm. horrible death.
Hold on, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Let me say this good. Let me say this again.
Come on.
The people that God, how you doing, Miss Juanita? Miss Cherie, the people that God created put him on a cross. Let me tell you what that's equivalent to. That's like your husband or your wife or even your children. That's like your mama or your daddy, your auntie and your cousin them. That's like them telling the police that you right there and you did nothing wrong, but they saying, hang them. That's like your closest relative putting you on a place called a cross and saying, kill them. Jesus did nothing wrong.
That's right.
Who would be more hurt than that? I got backstabbers in my corner, and Jesus didn't allow his hurt. Lord, have mercy. He didn't allow his hurt. You do understand that that was Jesus. That was God in the flesh. He could have did this. He could have blinked. He could have started, and God could have sent angels from heaven and destroyed all this. Y'all know?
All right, please. Yes, sir.
Y'all know?
Yes, indeed.
Well, watch this. He didn't let his hurt hinder what God wanted to heal. And guess what God wanted to heal? God wanted to heal them. In other words, a lot of times because you follow Christ, God will use you to be hurt so that they can heal. Lord have mercy. Boy, somebody's
Amen.
Going to hear that. Oh, but watch what I'm about to tell you. Watch what I'm about to tell you. Women, if you got a good man in your life, men, if you're a good man in somebody's life, you don't mind being hurt for the betterment of your woman, for the betterment of your children. In other words, you will run your fingers ragged just so they can have what you don't even have. In other words, you don't mind hurting for the betterment of the healing of them. See, when you're a Christian, you understand something. Y'all want to hear this? When you're Christian, you take on a responsibility that you're saddled with. In other words, I don't mind being hurt, God, because didn't you get hurt? And you said, surely, if the master suffered, the servant will. In other words, I don't mind being hurt to heal this land. You understand? Martin King didn't mind being hurt so that you and I could have some type of freedom. Boy, y'all better hear me.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, y'all, indeed.
Y'all hear me? I love this. What's going on, Troy? I love it. Huh? Y'all follow where I'm going with this?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Paul said it. Look what Paul said, Mr. DJ. Seeds grow through dirt to blossom. Ooh, ain't that strong?
That is. All
right. Huh? Y'all, you're going to have to go through a little something. Anybody work out? Y'all know it hurt to work out. Hmm? Anybody have kids? Y'all know it hurt to have kids. You getting up in 3 and 4 and 1 in the morning, you can't even, it hurt. Right?
It does.
But would you rather hurt now or hurt later?
Come on.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, y'all missing what I'm saying.
Let's get it done. Get it done.
Which one would you rather? Would you rather hurt now or would you rather hurt later? Right? The Bible, man, the Bible said, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. Y'all know what persecution is? Persecution,
yeah,
Mr. DJ, is an unfair treatment. He knew that already. It's an unfair treatment. Mr. DJ, you are blessed when people unfairly treat you. In other words, Mr. DJ, you blessed when people hurt you for the sake of God. My goodness. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Watch where I'm about to go with this. Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal, Job. Job was minding his own business. Anybody want to be Job?
Oh.
Come on.
Huh?
No.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
No.
You looking for our Boaz, not our Job.
Mm-hmm. Nobody want to be Job.
Nobody don't want to be Job. Huh?
No.
Job had it going on. Job had everything, and Job lost everything.
Right.
But God said, don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Just because people talk about everything that you had and you lost, Lord have mercy, you let that get in the way of your relationship with God. You know how many people once had it and lost it, and they saying, man, I don't want people to look at me in a bad light. Does it matter how they look at you? It only matters what God calls you, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Now, what if Job was living today? And what would you say as a friend to Job that he'd have lost all that? Y'all be like, well, Job was a drug dealer. We gossiping. Now, he was a drug dealer? He lost all that. And then look, he got all them kids. He got 10 kids. How you going to take care of them? And look at his health. His health. Oh, look at this man. What he got over there? Ooh, I can't get close to him. Well, now I'm just, though. Ooh, y'all see him? He's, look how he spoke to me.
Mm-hmm. He been hanging with Trump. No, sir.
Huh? You think, Joel, that his hurt hinder what God wanted to heal? God said, have you tried my faithful servant, Joel? Watch what I'm about to tell you. Watch what I'm about to tell. Ooh, come on now. Watch what I'm about to tell him. God said, have you tried my faithful servant, Joel? In other words, when you're faithful, God would allow. Woo, catch what I said. He would allow. You know how you allow your kids to do certain things? God would allow the enemy to mess with you. If God allowed the enemy to mess with you, that means Satan got a boss.
That's right.
Catch what I'm saying. If he allows it, that means Satan got a boss. In other words, your heart ain't meant to take you out. God would give Satan limitations and say, stop, you've done enough. Lord have mercy. Y'all missing what I'm saying. Y'all missing what I'm saying? Listen, no matter what you're going through, listen to me. It doesn't matter how hurt you are. God didn't allow Satan to go further because God says it's enough. God knows when enough is enough. Remember, to whom much is given, much is required. See, if we're going to live a life like Job, because see, when you're faithful, God will use you to be the one that's broken. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Hello. I know y'all heard the thing said, not easily broken, but do you understand when God breaks it, it is easily broken? God would take a perfect you, Joel, and break you. Why would he break? Why would God want to break something perfect? Well, Jesus was perfect, and he broke him. You know why? Because if it wasn't for the brokenness, he can't heal it. He needs to be. Y'all about to catch this.
Yes.
Watch what I'm about to tell you. We all saw Jesus rise, but did you see Job rise? Did you see Lazarus rise? In other words, if you want to be like God, expect to be hurt and expect to be broken. People need to see you at your lowest and then rise up. They wouldn't believe unless Lazarus got up. They wouldn't believe Job unless you had something that was broken in your life. Jesus, we wouldn't believe you unless you went down and got up. So in other words, hurt is a good thing if you and God, because you will soon rise. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, Lord, y'all don't want to hear the message? Y'all want to be asleep on the message? I can't believe that this is the word of God and we really receive God, because if y'all thought it was the word of God, because God is his word, how can you not get excited when you see God?
Amen.
That's impossible. Unless we don't have kindred spirits. Unless I'm a false prophet. I'm something like, all right, I must be lying. There's no way possible we can be standing still in the presence of God and accept God.
Amen.
Come on. What you said, Char? Me and the coworker was talking about the same thing tonight. That's right. Okay. What you say, Miss Rhonda? Remember what Job went through, and not how blessed he really. Yeah, he was really blessed. But see, people look at blessings, Miss Rhonda. They look at blessings as tangible items, but blessings are really responsibilities. Let me say this again. When you say I'm blessed, blessings are responsibilities.
Yes. They're not just for us. Yes.
Because if blessings, watch this, if blessings were tangible items, well, Jesus was never blessed.
Oh, tell it.
Lord, I'm about to tell it again. I'm feeling, but remember the topic. Don't let the hurt hinder what God wants to heal. A lot of times, people are so hurt that they don't like you. And they hurt because it's something that you did. They won't even listen to nothing that God has sent your way through them. Their way through you. In other words, listen. People want the blessing, but never want to become the blessing. Blessings are not tangible. If blessings were tangible, how in the world was Jesus considered one?
All right.
What did he have? The Bible says, Son of God, the Son of Man has, you know, he has no place to lay his head. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. Ain't that something?
It is.
Y'all follow me?
Oh, yep.
Miss Jennifer say, I can relate. People ask me why I have been at my job. I have been at my job for 18 years and be treated unfairly. why don't you leave? And I tell them, when God is ready for me to leave, then I will. I have become stronger over the years. Grace and mercy has kept me. That's right, Miss Jennifer. This is strong, y'all. See, I tell people this all the time, and people kind of look at me funny, okay? But let me, because I speak what it is. You know, even with racism and slavery, I would rather be the slave as opposed to the slave master. You know why? Because if the slave can survive, the slave comes out stronger. The master is the one that's weak. You didn't like that? Well, Mr. Carr, I ain't nobody slave. I am a slave. I'm a slave to God. Oh, you're going to become
yes.
a slave.
Yes.
You're going to be a slave to sin, or a slave to sin, or a slave to righteousness. You're going to be a slave one way or the other. You do know that, right?
That's right.
I know we don't like the word, but, you know, it's funny, Mr. DJ, we don't like the word outside of the bedroom, but in the bedroom, you like, chain me up, baby, chain me up. I ain't messing with y'all tonight. Let's go. I'm out blessing Jesus. Sneeze on him right quick. Ms. Tiana, what's the next question we got?
We received one earlier that stated, how long does it take to heal from being hurt?
Mr. DJ.
Yes, sir. As long as God permits it, or as long as he will allow, it's on his time. It ain't our time. Some people may get through something a little quicker than others. Sometimes it takes people a while, but God has a clock that no man knows. Sometimes it's instant. So as long as God wants it to be, that's the answer to that.
Okay. Let me put my spin on it. I like what Mr. DJ said. I'm going to piggyback by what he just said. How long does it take to heal from being hurt when that person get their mind right?
Yes, indeed.
Your healing is in your relationship with God. You are healed when you see it God's way.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that?
Yes, indeed.
How long does it take to heal from being hurt? You are healed when you see it God's way. When you see purpose behind the hurt, then you begin to take steps to getting healed. Because now I say, aha moment. God, you did this for a reason. I wanted that man, but you said no. I wanted that woman, but you said no. I wanted a child, but I can't bear none, but you said no. But now when I see it your way, I'm no longer hurt. I'm healed because I understand purpose. Oh, I understand. How long does it take? My question to you, you know, people say, well, they ask a question, don't answer a question with a question, but on this one I am. How long does it take you to get saved and me in God?
All right.
How long does it take for you to get God's way? That's how long it's going to take. Because when you stop reasoning and making rationale in your own mind and you see it God's way, shoot, you good, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right, now. What's going on, Robin? Yes. Miss Boyd, how are you? Miss Arlene? Miss Arlene, what am I? Hold on. I got a paddle for Miss Arlene. You see that, Miss Arlene? Miss Arlene be coming here. We be having 5 minutes left, and then she come in. Miss Arlene, I'm going to get to her arm plot. Oh, I love her, though. How you doing, Miss Carolyn? Okay. Coach Smith, how are you? Miss Tasha, how are you, Miss Katina? I got to catch up with everybody because y'all know they be saying, well, you ain't speak to me. I promise I'll be moving. So I'm sorry. Forgive me. As a matter of fact, let me blame Mr. DJ. I'm hurt. I'm going to blame him. He the one who should be telling me, y'all. All right, let's move to the next question. What we got? Did we answer Ms. Shireen's question?
Yes, that was hers.
Okay. So what's the next question?
Sure. Well, I want to go with Ms. Jennifer just posted one. So let's go with Ms. Jennifer's. Your hurt is not like a contract. I thought it was a question. It says your hurt is not like a contract. You can get over it. But the question is, if you are still in the process of forgiving, does it mean that I'm blocking God from doing what he wants to do in my life?
Mr. DJ?
If you're still in the process of what again?
Healing.
Of forgiving?
of forgiving. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, the process of forgiving, then you're in accordance to God's time. You don't do the forgiving. You can't be judged. You can't sit up there and rush God. No one can rush you with that. You have to forgive, and when you're doing that, you're in the Word. You're in the Word with God. So, I mean,
okay.
If you're in the process of forgiving, you can't, no one else can control that.
Okay. All right. What'd you say, Carolyn? Carolyn said, forgive and keep it moving. All right. The question is, I'm all discombobulated. If I am still in the process of forgiving, does it mean that I'm blocking God from doing what he wants to do in my life? Y'all, that's deep.
I don't think so.
That's deep. What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
I don't think so, because you don't know how long that process is going to take.
That's deep right there.
That's something that God wants you to deal with, you know, and again, on his time. So, no.
Mr. DJ just said something, and it was important. Okay? No. See, whatever we do, God is not a reactionary God. You know that?
That's right.
God doesn't react. So just because you haven't forgiven someone else, that don't mean that God won't do what he's supposed to do in your life. Remember, the Bible says he reigns on both the just as well as the unjust, meaning the justified those who are unjustified. Y'all remember that one?
Yes, sir.
That's why it looks sometimes like sinners are just being blessed all out of, you know, wazoo, and you'd be like, how and why? You can't question God as to how and why, because he's a just God. See, a lot of times we so hurt that we wonder, when we hurt, we don't want God to bless the people who just used us. We don't want God to bless the person who just messed over us for 5 years and we knew nothing about it. We don't want God to, but you can't be like that, because a great father wants all his children to succeed, whether you like or not.
That's right. That's right.
Popular message, and don't shoot the messenger. If you got a problem, take it up with God. I'm telling you about the God that you say you serve. Right? So, here's the question again. The question says, if I'm still in the process of forgiving, does it mean that I'm blocking God from doing what he wants to do in my life? Absolutely not. God is going to do what he's supposed to do in your life. Remember, his word cannot return unto him void, and he is his word, number one. Number two, you're in the process of forgiving? Forgiveness is not a process. Forgiveness is what you do. Forgiveness is who you are. Oh, Lord, let me say it again. In other words, well, I'm about to school y'all. See, you know how people said, you know, well, I'm a work on him so he can become a great man? Baby, you can work on him all your life. You don't have the power. If God didn't create him a new man, how can you?
Amen.
Yes.
Indeed. Okay. I know it sounds, see, forgiveness is not a process. Forgiveness is a process, and people may disagree with this, but that's fine. I come with the word. And see, I don't have debates. Let's take it to the word. Let's see what the judge says. Forgiveness is not a process, because if forgiveness was a process, that means a person who are on their deathbed, that means they don't have enough time for God to forgive them. I thought forgiveness happens instantaneously. I'm going to show you when forgiveness is a process. Forgiveness is a process for those who don't really want to give it in the first place.
Come on.
Let me say it again.
Come on.
Let me say it again. When you want to go buy that house, do you want your credit approved right now, or do you want a process? Well, that's the, you know, Mr. Carr, sometimes it is a process. That's the world standard. Forgiveness is a right now thing. Because, see, forgiveness is when your mind changes and you give it to God.
Right? Amen.
There's no process.
That's right.
How can the world school the body of Christ? The world cannot school the body of Christ. The body of Christ should be schooling the world. So why are we getting our information from them? They can't tell me nothing about God. Oh, my goodness. What you got there from that forgiveness was a process? Who told you that? Did God tell you that? Because forgiveness was a process, that means we're going to be living all our life asking God from the sin that we came into this world with. Because we was born in iniquity. Chasing iniquity.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Y'all follow me? So you can never block what God is wanting to do with you, because God is not hurt like we hurt. Remember, the Bible says His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. See, when people hurt us, we start to pull back. But even though we hurt God, what God said he was gonna do regardless. The thing is, you don't see it because you're blinded by sin. You're blinded by shame. So it doesn't stop God from doing what he said he would do. But this is his unorthodox things about God. God will send you exactly what you need, but not wrap it in a present you think it should be wrapped in. In other words, the gift wrap might not be what you think it should be. This is why they miss Jesus. So, in other words, God will still bless you, but you don't see it as a blessing. You see it as hurt because you're looking at the exterior and not the internal. Remember, man looks at the outside, God looks at the inside. But see, it takes for somebody to be on the inside to see the things on the inside. Listen to what I'm saying. God has forgiven you already. It's not a process. He has forgiven you. You can miss it because you are in the wrong lens. In other words, you're looking at it from a carnal standpoint of view, not a spiritual one. You follow me?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So it appears that God hadn't blessed you when indeed he has. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Y'all ever seen how you done given your kids something and they ain't like it right then because they ain't understand how to use it right then? But when they got older, they did.
Right.
All righty. How you doing, Roz? Y'all see how it go? All right. We're going to move forward, y'all. Miss Howell, how are you? Y'all, this is a deep call, and most people don't like deep, so it's cool. Mr. DJ, this is a question for you. All right? So is it true that we should forgive and not forget?
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm just talking now, and it had me on mute. No, that is not true. That is not true. They're saying that we should forgive. You said we should forgive and forget?
Is it true that we should forgive and not forget? Because, you know, that's a saying now. I'll forgive somebody, but I don't forget.
No, that's not true. You have to show me that in the Bible.
Facebook Live, what y'all got to say about that one? When you have been hurt by somebody, should you forgive them and not forget? Should you forgive them and forget? Should you even forgive them? But the question is it true that we should forgive and not forget?
No.
One day, if you want God to forgive and forget, I suggest you do the same thing.
Y'all know the topic said don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. You do know
because
some people say, well, then, that'll make me look stupid. That'll make me look stupid. If I just
fall,
use me like that, that'll make me look stupid. Remember, first time, shame on them, but the second time, shame on me. Well, okay, well, how many times has it been shame on God? Because we keep on doing the same old things that we said we wouldn't do.
Amen.
Well, Mr. Carr, I don't tell God I wouldn't do it. Well, as if that's an excuse. Right? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
So, Ms. Arlene say forgive and let go. Thank you for being honest, Ms. Arlene. A lot of people sitting on their hands because they don't want to, you know, when we get before the doctor, we'll be like, doctor, I'm eating right. No, you ain't eating right. In other words, let's be truthful, people. Can we be truthful tonight? Come on, because we say it all the time. Forgive, but I don't forget. Can anybody want to be truthful? Anybody ever said that? Anybody believe in that? Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal. Should you forgive people and not forget what they have done? Well, y'all know we double because people, they hold it on this phone. In other words, they being spiritually correct. But then outside of this thing right here, boy, we turn up for real. Ms. Jennifer said if you forgive them, you should forget. Hold on, this ain't. Ms. Jennifer, Lord, let me bless you. Let's pray for Ms. Jennifer right quick, Lord. Jesus, just ease on her a little bit. I chew on her. Jennifer said if you forgive them, you should forget them. If you do not forget it, she meant Tim. I'm sorry. Well, y'all know.
If you do not forget,
say, Mr. DJ?
I said that's something for you.
Right. Ms. Arlene said she had to learn this message the hard way. Can somebody read for me Colossians 3 and 13? Ms. Carolyn had that, Colossians 3 and 13. What does Colossians 3 and 13 say?
It says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, I know you have heard forgive, but don't forget. But you have to forgive and let it go. And when you let something go, that means you forget about it. Because if you hold that in your heart, it builds up such a nasty residue. It creates mold, bad mold, black mold, and it's contagious. It starts cutting off the circulation. In other words, the lifeline to others through you would never be. In other words, you will start to deny God because the very person that you, quote-unquote, forgave, but you didn't forget what they did, you would never reach out to help them.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Because you remember what they did to you. But watch this. What if God throws up in your face every day, remember when you did such and such? You wouldn't like that, right?
That's right.
Because
right.
We tell people, if you're going to do it, don't hang it over my head. Well, if you're going to forgive them, don't hang it over theirs. You see, when you forgive, let it go. Don't hang that over their head. Because does God hang it over yours?
Not at all.
Miss Krista say forgive and move on. Miss Krista, explain that. Move on from them or move on from the situation? I'm with that. I move right on along down the yellow brick road.
Yep.
What'd you say, Miss Latanya? Nothing about obedience to God or his word is stupid. Okay. What you said, Ms. Arlene? Oh, speak it will infest you, okay? Mr. DJ say forgive and move. All right. So, y'all, we must forgive and forget. As a matter of fact, to forgive something is to forget about it. Let it go.
Yes, sir.
You can't let Rick Ross teach you something like this. I'm not speaking down on him. But when he starts to challenge the word of God, I got to challenge him. Because he say, let God forgive you. I don't think you need to be saying that.
Right.
Because, see, when we say, let God forgive somebody, God has empowered you to do what he does. So if God forgives them, shouldn't you?
Yes, indeed.
Ain't that something? Ms. Arlene say, don't block your blessings. All right, now. You understand? Y'all, this is good. All right, how you doing, Ms. Lisa? So with that being said, Ms. Tiana, do you have any other questions for Mr. DJ right quick?
That's it, sir.
That's it? Okay, let me throw one out there.
Okay.
Let me see. Do you have the right to be hurt? Because that's what we're talking about, right? Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to hear. Do you have the right to be hurt? And if so, since we are human, can we respond in such a way that God should understand that they hurt us in a humanistic way? Do you have the right to be hurt?
I'll say, hold on, DJ.
They try to come. This goes on the bloopers, okay? And I said that with the H-O. I did not add E on that, okay? But do you have the right to be hurt? Mr. DJ, what'd you say, Mr. DJ?
I say, yeah, you have the right to be hurt, and Christ came here in human form to more or less let you know he's not telling you what to do. He's showing you what to do, because even he wept. So he knows about hurt, but there's a proper way of doing that. You still don't have to sin. It's not required, even because you're hurt. It's not required that you have to sin.
That's right. You absolutely have the right to be hurt. Now, how you respond to your hurt is an indication of where you are in God.
That's right.
You have the right to be hurt. Because things hurt. Let us not be so super spiritual that says, oh, they're walking on water all the time. They shouldn't be hurt.
Huh? Mm.
Right? Can somebody pull up the definition of love? Come on, can somebody pull that up for me right quick, Miss Tiana? I want us to read the whole definition right quick. Y'all know that's my favorite scripture in the Bible now. Hmm?
Yes, indeed. 1 Corinthians.
Oh, y'all got it? 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Anybody got that?
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong.
Stop. It is not easily what?
Angered.
In other words, y'all know we become angry comes after hurt. See, love is not easily hurt. Oh, my goodness. Did y'all see that?
Yes,
when you start to operate in God, does that mean you won't be hurt? Yeah, but not easily. Lord. I'm going to tell you when you start to get hurt, because you start to put your heart in people's hands and not in God's hands. Lord, have mercy. Anybody got 2-3 cars? You have 2 or 3? If one of them break down, it's all good because I have others. But see, when you put your heart in man's hands, whether it be a man, woman, your children, your job, your finances, your status, and it doesn't work the way you think it should work, now you're hurt. But if your heart was in God's hand, where thieves cannot steal and mock, cannot decay. See, when it's in God's hand, what happens is the shift is that I'm not easily angered. In other words, I'm not easily hurt. It don't mean that I won't be hurt, but I'm not easily hurt because God got my heart. Not you. Oh, okay. I know people don't like that. You know why? Because we want to give our heart to people. And this is why people hurt you. Can I get some other people on the phone? My people ain't acting right today. They must got Sprint. It must be raining where they at. Huh? I want to talk to people. Huh? DJ, the Atlanta Falcons lost already. You ain't watching no game. Talk to me now. I got the message.
Yes, sir. with the Sprint loan. Yes, sir.
Yes.
You see? So when we put our trust in things, then we tend to be hurt easily. Because then we get expectations when we didn't set expectations for ourselves. Guess what God expects you to do? God expects you to put your hand, your heart in his hands. And when you trust in God and not individuals, not even yourself, then your hurt starts to minimize and you start to understand something called purpose. See, the Bible says,
amen.
Have you tried my faithful servant Job? In other words, this man loves me more than he loves his things. As a matter of fact, he loves me more than he loves his wife, because his wife told him, Job's wife said, curse God and do what?
God and
die. Huh?
Yep.
He wasn't hurt by what he said, because look at his response. When your response to hurt sounds like something like this, this is when you know you. He said, woman, hush.
Hush.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See,
yep.
Where does your loyalty lie? Hurt will show you where your loyalty lies. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. In other words, God would purposely allow hurt to come to you just so you're about to see what you really ride in. Because when you hurt, oh, yeah, what's in your heart is about to come out. Oh, yeah. Can't go no other way unless you don't believe in God. Ain't that some good teaching? Ain't that some good teaching? Huh? So when you hurt, what comes out your mouth is actually an indication, revelation of who you are. Hello?
Yes, indeed.
Because some people respond to hurt like Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And some people respond to hurt and say, God, you better kill each and every last. I see you over there. Huh? Judas, get Judas first. See, that's how we respond. God, get him. As opposed to God, forgive him. Lord, have mercy.
Right.
Amen.
How you respond to hurt, huh? How you respond to hurt is an indication of who you are. Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Carr, because I'm human and I'm flesh, and it just hurt too bad. No, it don't hurt too bad. You know what it hurts too bad? Is the way we treat God.
Hmm? Yes, indeed.
And when God allows it, it's never too bad at all. It's just right. He's perfect, remember?
That's right.
Yes.
Never too little, and it's never too much. There ain't no such thing as I love them too much. See, the only reason people say I love somebody too much is because they have been hurt. You know why you was hurt? Because you put your trust in their hands. Because they didn't reciprocate it the way that you think it should have been reciprocated. But watch this. Did you reciprocate God's love to him the way he gave it to you? Should he be hurt? Should he be hurt? Right?
Come on. Yes, indeed.
Right? See, a lot of hurt is self-inflicted because nobody put a gun to your head and say, give me your heart. The Bible says it's not what goes into a man's mouth that makes him unclean. He said it's what goes out of it. In other words, how you know your hurt wasn't taken the right way? Watch what comes out of your mouth. Did you curse them?
Right.
Did you speak ill will on them? Did you do what God said to do for them? Do you pray for those who use you? Or are you too hurt to pray for somebody who used you? See, boy, I know they did you wrong. I know they racist. I know they didn't give you the promotion. I know they stole from you. I know they took the child from you. I know they took the money from you. But did you pray for them the way that Jesus prays for you? Oh, I'm about to touch a nerve right quick.
Probably not.
Huh? Mr. Carr, I got somebody who did me wrong. Where they at? They right there. Mr. Carr, tell them about themselves. No. I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to love on them. And I'm going to say, God, I love them like you love them, Mr. Carr. How you love them? I love them because God loves them. But you too hurt to even consider loving somebody, right? But doesn't God love you? And how many times have you hurt God?
That's right.
But you know why you don't hurt God as much? Because God puts his trust in the God in you. Not in you. Oh, my.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Remember, according to the definition of love, love is not easily angered. Anger is a result of hurt. Whew. Boy, y'all better, somebody put me out on my fire over here. Come out. Put a walk. Come out. Oh, it's the truth. This is real, y'all. Don't let your hurt hinder what God wants to heal.
Amen.
Now, you can take this message and run with it. Remember, the Bible says, don't be just hearers, but also doers. Or you can take this message and just sit on it and be like, yeah, that was another good old call. No, take what you've heard and actually apply it to your life. Don't just be hearing these messages and don't use them. Use it. Do not let your hurt hinder what God wants to hear. Y'all follow me? Come on, what'd you say, Miss Calvin?
Yes,
darkness cannot drive out darkness. Did y'all see that? Darkness can't drive out darkness. And that's the truth. But light can drive out darkness. Y'all follow?
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
how you doing, Miss Christina? Miss Christina, I got a paddle for you, too. You late, too. You're going to sit over there with Miss Arlene. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead. And Mr. DJ, you have anything else to close it out with?
Nope, not at this time.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ, please.
Yes, please bow your head, close your eyes, open up your heart. Father, thank you for bringing us to the end of another call on a Monday, Father. Thank you for bringing us together to lift you up and help us, Father. Help us to stay on the straight and narrow, Father. Please help us not to come to you like bad children, Father, but we want to come to you in the humblest way that we know how, and do your will and get it right, Father. Thank you for waking us up today, and thank you for safe travels. Bless our families and our hearts, Father, and thank you for bringing us together. We ask that you bring us back together again, Father, to uplift your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All right. Y'all have a great night. I love you too, Miss Arlene. I love you. I lust you. Don't they say I lust you? You know somebody married talking about he love her. They must have something going on. I don't care what they say. I love you, Miss Arlene. I don't back down from it. You know, we done got delivered from people a long time ago. I openly say it. I love you. Okay? Okay? I love everybody that love God. I love everybody who don't love God. It don't matter. But I love you. I'm going to make it, I'm going to specify. And I can, because you got to clear that up. Because, see, a lot of times people be like, man, we done got delivered from people a long time ago.
Right.
Y'all have a great night. Yeah? Y'all know we're going to be doing this next week. Catch it on Wednesday. Okay? Wednesday, we do our Bible study, 225-364-0211. It's somewhere around there. Miss Tiana going to put it on there right there. Miss Tiana going to put it on there right there. She ain't catching my drift. Miss Tiana going to put it on there right there. Okay, cool. But anyway.
Tiana typing. There we go.
I'm about to. That's your thing, you and Ms. LaDonna. Look.
What?
So, Wednesday, okay. That time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, okay? And then catch us next Monday. Y'all have a great night now.
Bye. Good night.